Blog Talk Radio.
Out there tonight, this evening, you know what time it is. Is that time again with Thursday night. It's 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is on Thursday nights. It's time for Ask Miss B Sports. I am, of course, the host here, believe it or not, James Acevedo. And let's get right to it because we're going to try to be strict this time and only do an hour. All right, we're only going to do an hour. So here she is. The CEO of these After Dark Radio is the one and only and very multi-talented and beautiful Ms. V, the Toy Lady.
Wow. Hey, what's up, everyone?
Wow. What did I do to deserve that?
This is a special V's After Dark Radio. I mean, Ask Ms. V Sports. Because today is the anniversary of V's After Dark Radio.
That's right. Dun, 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 dun. You should use the 20th century Fox thing on the...
So,
on the
so
cool,
we
happy anniversary.
Are... So we are actually, since no one wanted to put anybody on blast, and I decided that I would not do it.
Yeah.
I decided I was going to talk about what it... You know, how it's been being on the air for 3 years.
Oh, this I got to hear because I've been part of this now for almost a year. Like I said, I got to find out when I officially first came on the air with you. So I know it was around March or something, like early March, something like that. I got to look it up. I'm going to look into the link and look back, you know, check that out. But go ahead.
But, and talk about what it takes to be a good guest and what it takes to be a bad guest. We're not going to pinpoint anybody. And talk about the things we got coming up. You know, but talk about how things have evolved and changed from one show, me running my mouth, me doing toy demos, which we are going to go back doing toy demos.
Oh, okay, but it's, that's interesting.
But that's not going to be for another couple of months. We've got to get some things in order. But the
gotcha.
Toy demos have always been the highlight of Tuesday night, and we're going to go back. So I think one of the reasons why Tuesday nights was so popular was because people got to listen to me come, you know. And unlike before where I was doing different toys, I'll probably just use my favorite toy unless I'm introducing a new toy. Or like I have, if I have a new, or if I want to demo one of the toys that I really love, then I'll do that. But I'll probably stick with my favorite toy because the biggest thing is I know people like to hear me come and give them 2 or 3 minutes to jack off. So
all right. Hey, I don't mind that segment of the show being put on.
So another month or so, it'll happen. So.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen right
now.
So, we're going to bring back that.
Old school, okay.
We're going to get more guests on. This is a horrible time of year for the adult industry.
You say
for as far as radio interviews, it's good as far as sales, but when it comes down to, it's so much going on. We just came out of AVN. There's, I guess, a show right now going on in New York. Plus, this is All-Star Weekend. So, when you have, after AVN, Super Bowl, All-Star Weekend, the NBA Finals, and everybody would say, well, what does this have to do with the adult industry? For the females in the adult industry, it has a whole lot to do. Because for these different events, they are... And the guys, it's not just the females. and the guys mm-hmm. there requested differences to make appearances, walkthroughs, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to lock them down for an interview, yeah. even a radio interview, because their schedules during this time of the year, up until the end of March, it's really, really hectic to get anybody on the air.
Oh, wow.
So us not having a guest has really nothing to do with anything we're doing. It has to do more so with the way the industry goes, because I was driving past a club, and I'm kind of excited, and I've never gotten excited, but like today, I drove past one of the clubs, okay. and I'm going to try to lock this person down, but I'll say who it is because she's never been on our show, and it's Lisa Ann. So if anybody knows Lisa Ann, she's going to be in Detroit next Saturday, the 21st. I'm going to... You know, and I'm going to actually try to, I'm going to pinpoint to find out what time she's going to be there and actually try to get, if not an on-air interview, see if I can meet her at a hotel or something. I know that's kind of hard because I don't want to seem like some stalker-ass pervert or anything, but I'm serious. I mean, females can be stalker-ass perverts. Just because I'm a female doesn't mean I can't be, I mean, I'm not that way, but, you know.
Yeah, remember that movie Single White Female? Hello.
Oh, Lord. I love that movie, though. I do.
I think if they ever made a black version, I think it'd be way more violent. Single black female? Oh, boy. Watch out.
I like it because guess what? I tell people when they make me mad, and
saying.
I wear stilettos. That damn heel in the middle of the forehead.
Oh,
the
ouch.
Thing.
Damn.
I'm just saying. Tomorrow is the release of that movie I don't like.
Oh, that comes out tomorrow? The 50 Shades of Bullshit?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Notice how everyone goes goo-goo and gaga over that, but what you covered months ago, not one thing about it I saw anywhere but you brought up, you know, when you were watching that special premiere of the...
Addicted. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Addicted.
Yeah.
And if you... I mean, now this is just curious. If you notice, Addicted is now on video. It's available on video now or coming out in the next week. But I know people will say, oh, well, you're a fan of this. Yes, I do love Zane. And Zane has written some bullshit. Let's get that clear. I haven't liked everything that she's written. She's written some books where I'd be like, really, what the fuck was she thinking? You know. Oh, she's had some weak shit out there. But
now, is that far... few and in between, though, when that happens?
It's far few. It's far few. I mean, she sticks with her erotica.
Oh, there you
and,
go. Okay.
You know, I really appreciate that she sticks with it. I mean, every now and then she'll put out some bullshit. I'll be like, that shit was weak. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of bypass it because that's not the norm.
Okay.
But I'll stick to what I said, and then I'll go back to what we're actually covering tonight, which is our anniversary. But what I was saying about that 50 Shades of Grey shit, I made this comment around some people, and I'll stick by it. This book was written for fucking housewives sitting at home with not a fucking thing to do who don't have a life. Because this was not erotica. This woman who wrote this actually started out as a blog online. I'm not, and let's get, for anybody who say I'm a hater, I'm not hating. But real erotica, like, I call her, this is going to sound like I'm hating, but you know how they have one hit wonders?
Mm-hmm.
She's a one trilogy wonder. She's not like the, what's her name? Rawlings? Am I saying her name wrong? The woman who wrote Harry Potter?
Oh, yeah. I forgot her name. I know what you're talking about. But I know
she's not, I mean, now, I'm not trying, because Harry Potter is not erotic. So I'm not saying it's erotic, but I'm saying, you know, this woman went through a whole series. And to think that they have to take her trilogy and make it into a movie versus where with Harry Potter.
I mean, every
single book was made into a movie. Now, I did not read them, but my daughter read them.
Yeah.
And we were at most of the premieres. And this is nothing like that. You know, when you got to take your trilogy and make it into a movie to try to cover everything. So like this, anybody who knows about Addicted, well, no, Addicted is one of the first books that Zane wrote. And following Addictive is Nervous. And when you look at it, this woman, even up, she's still publishing. She releases a book at least once a year.
Oh, wow.
And
that's a lot of work.
When she takes a break, believe me, she's still writing. I don't think this woman do shit but think of different ways to come. I really don't. I mean, I would love, I mean, this woman's husband has to be the happiest man in the world. He has to be.
If it's anything like the movie, like how you told me,
And she's real about it. I mean,
well, that's
when a person's
what you like.
Real. And it's stuff that really could happen. You know, it's not this far-fetched shit. I mean, I'm sorry, but how many real people are college students go do an interview because their roommate is sick and end up fucking a guy, you know, who's never seen in public with some. You know, give me some real fan. Give me something that's believable. Zane stuff is believable. It's stuff that can happen. Office romances, you fall in love, a character gets killed, okay? That's believable.
Yeah, that is believable. Very believable. Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
You end up having an affair and it turns into an addiction. That's believable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Sisters of the APF, and I'm, you know, they need to turn Sisters of the APF into a movie. I want to be in the fucking movie. Zane, I'm putting it out. Sisters of the APF, I want to be in the movie, okay? And the reason why I say this, because Sisters of the APF is about a sorority, but it's a sex sorority.
Okay.
And this shit is off the chain. These bitches meet once a year for a retreat that they don't take their man on, and they handpick the man that they're taking with them, and all they do is fuck all weekend. And they got the source, you know, they got the big sisters who like are like the ones who've been around for a while. Then you got the new inductees who are still in college, just like any other sorority. Oh, a baby. Definitely. I want to be one of the big sisters. And just like the different sororities, they have different chapters around the country, okay? It's a, you know, it's believable. And
yeah,
I'm sure.
I was
going
to say that.
And you know what? I've been trying to find out what university got this because I want to join. And these are all prominent women, just like the Deltas, the Alphas, and all the other sororities. These women are really prominent professional women. So, I'm putting it out there, Zane. You do Sisters of the APF. I got some actors in my background. I want to be a big sister.
A big sister and wants to be with the big brother.
I think it'd be good. Think about it. I sell toys. I'm a public figure.
Check.
And people think I'm a freak.
Check. Checkmate.
Well, shit, I am a freak. But, I got to, you know, reflecting on these 3 years, I can't wait for the things that are coming up for V's After Dark Radio. You know, the thing that we started out 3 years ago, one night a week, 2 hours, me by myself, me hoping and praying for interviews, and thank God I've always had interview skills. So the interviewing people was not the issue. I've always had a script. So the interview was always easy for me, but to go from being by myself for a whole year and then to bring you on board year two and to say, hey, you know, this is what's going on, you know, and go from one night and then, you know, right before I brought you on, it was just Ask Miss V, and we go from Ask Miss V to Ask Miss V Sports, where we talk about sports for an hour, you know, and then we came into this year with Sierra with Bitter Black Bitch, you know, and I'm hoping to go more and more and more, you know, because some of these shows I'm actually going to turn over to people where I'm not, I'm going to try to go back down. I'm going to try to go back down to only being on maybe once or twice a week. I don't know which show I'm going to step away from. And this is something that Jameson knows, but I'm going to not so much step away, but be more like a guest co-host versus a permanent.
The main. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't want to be the main co-host on everything.
You'd rather be like Don, you want to be like Don Cornelius and be in the background a little bit?
I can't, you know, well, no, I want to be like India. India doesn't
You want to be like India? No, she does, she does two shows. She does two shows, but they're far in between. Beginning of the end of the week and the beginning of the week. And there's that in between during the week where it's all of us doing what we're doing. Then again, if you know me, ladies and gentlemen, I do almost every freaking show on the Dollhouse Radio.
But you know, that's my whole thing. So my goal is to be India when I grow up.
Yes.
What I may do, and one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to change the time on some of the shows just so that I can have my evenings more, which means that where we don't normally do anything on the weekend, I may move Bitter Black Bitch to a Saturday because 3 days in a row, I'm actually realizing that 3 days in a row is taking a toll on me.
It's kicking your ass?
It's kicking my ass. I ain't a damn spring chicken.
You're like, damn, that's right, I'm not young anymore.
You know,
I think young, but I'm not young.
There will be some adjustments on times, and Bitter Black Bitch is going to be the biggest one. Bitter Black Bitch will probably either move to Sunday night to start the week off, and we're going to talk to Sierra about it, or it's going to move to Saturday night.
Yeah.
But it's going to move. It's going to move to. It's going to move out of its Wednesday slot. Not right now.
Eventually.
It's going to move.
Oh, yeah, that definitely has to be talked about. Yeah.
But Bitter Black Bitch, Bitter Black Bitch is going to move.
Hmm.
And I know everybody's saying, why would I move Bitter Black Bitch out of all the shows? It's the newest show and it's the easiest one to move. Because it's either going to move its night or it's going to move its time.
And it's a different format because we take no calls. It's just a chat room show. And, yeah, it's a different. It's totally different. You know, it's totally different. And last night, there was a lot of weird stuff going on with the internet. You know, like my board was acting funny. That's why, if you notice during the show, certain sound bites came up at wrong times. I pressed something that happened 5 minutes ago, and it decided to play. Certain times it was off, so that was not, you know, my fault as far as, like, I played it at that time. Certain sound bites just didn't work until, like, minutes later for whatever reason. It was really acting weird. I had to sign in and sign out, like, a couple of times before I could gain control of the board again. But anyway, I digress.
That's one of the things. So where everybody's used to listening to Ask Miss V Sports, this is a reflection night for me. And to say that, you know, and talk about what it takes to be a good guest and a bad guest. A bad guest is a person who does not know their craft. I'm just going to be honest. And if anybody is listening who wants to be a guest on the show, all I ever ask is that you know your craft. And if you don't know it, fake it. I mean, the biggest thing is to not know. Yeah. I mean, it's okay not knowing, but as the host, if I know your craft better than you, then it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll stick by that. You know, if you can't make a show, it's easier to call and say I can't make it than to have us hanging on the air with no guests. You know, sometimes we make errors because, like, we're going to have Mr. Marcus on. I got to lock his ass down again, you know.
Okay.
And there's some people, you know, where you have to sit there and just pinpoint them and lock them down. And he's committed to come on the show, so he knows that when he sees me, if he doesn't get on this show before Exotica, we're going to have some issues.
Before you know it, he'll be here.
I know.
It's amazing.
You know, I'm trying not to be the internet stalker right now.
Yeah. I know what you're trying to say. I definitely agree with that. You definitely have to know at least something about your industry, at least something about the business. And don't be boring. That's another thing. It's good to have some sort of personality, because if at least you don't know what you're talking about, at least you'd be interesting.
Don't be boring. We're gonna go back bringing our musical guest on.
We haven't had that in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while since. Actually, you know who I want to get on? And this is my wish. This is nobody who's committed. This is my personal wish. So if anybody knows how to contact him, my very first follower on Twitter is who I want.
Who's that again?
And it's somebody I love. And it's somebody who even, he will tweet me every now and then. So you have to look, Raheem Devon.
Okay.
Was the very first person to ever follow me on Twitter.
Well, I'll get you.
And he's been following me from day one, and I follow him, and I love his music. I actually, whenever he releases a new CD, I put it out. He has been to Detroit like 6 times, and every single fucking time he has been in Detroit, I have either been in Vegas, Chicago, or on the air doing the show. So it has really sucked that whenever he's been here, I have not been able to go to any of the places that he's been. And he does a lot of community service, and
I
truly am his biggest fan. I love his music. Cool. You know, I'm a true R&B lover. So if anybody knows how to contact Raheem, that's who I want. That is my musical guest. I just love him. And the CD that he released, they're playing more cuts off of it. I've been listening to it. I've been jamming to this bitch since he released it last year. So I'm like loving it. So when I was sitting there, I was like, that's Raheem. You know, you would think that I was like his mom, because I'm sitting in the car. I was like, oh yeah, that's Raheem. Boom, y'all finally playing that. But I also did the same thing. Now, Jason Derulo doesn't follow me, but I bought his CD when it was released. So.
Okay.
But that's what I really, really want. And I know people say, out of all the people, but I don't even think he realizes that he was the very first person to start following me. And when a famous person follows you on Twitter,
yeah,
I mean, that was my very first follower. I was like, damn. I had to triple check, like, oh my God, this is Raheem Devon. He really following me. So. And like I said, because if you notice in my tweets, I make it a point to say good morning to him every morning. Right. And one of the reasons why I do that is because every now and then when he goes through his tweets, he will do a personal tweet back to me. And he'll say something like, I can't believe you're still saying good morning. I never bother him. That's all he gets from me. I'm just like one of his biggest fans. It's not about me trying to communicate with him or anything. And when he responds to me, I'll respond back and I'll say, yeah, I just love your music and I've been following you, you know, and I always thank him for following me.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's cool.
For me, it's like a really big thing. So that's like my big crush in the music industry. And like I said, I'm not saying he'll ever be on the show, but if there is any way to get him.
Message.
That is the one person I would love. I kid you not.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying, because I have some famous people that follow me, and there's certain ones I would love to get on either this show or my own shows or even shows I produce.
But you know, cool, it's just like when somebody famous is following you, you're just like, wow, this person's following me.
Yeah, especially when what makes it cooler is when you didn't even ask for it. It just happened. You know what I mean? That's even better. And I've had that way more than I've had. And I'm like, wow, so-and-so follows me. Wow.
But well, you know what? There's a few people from VH1 who follows me now. And I like I said, and you know, for anybody who say, but you don't have any followers yet, but the followers I got, if you look who follow me, I don't have a lot of randoms that follow me. Cool. I have the adult industry.
Obviously.
Or TV broadcasters. I mean, I will say I do have TV broadcasters that follow
me. You say good morning to them, too, that you put in your good morning every morning.
You know, so that's there true. Are people who follow me. And some of these people I actually communicate with. So you may, just because you might not see tweets, we actually do a lot of DM. And some of these people, I have their phone numbers because this is how we communicate. And then remember, I'm from Detroit, so it's a big city, but a small city. So it's like when I do something, like one of the radio personalities, his wife had a baby. They did it so silently when his wife had the baby. They put it on their website. If you were not following their website and all this, you didn't know. As quick as they put it out there, you didn't hear about it no more. I sent him a personal message saying congratulations on the baby. And he was like, thank you very much. Now, grant you, this guy portrays himself as like the biggest player in the city. So,
wow.
His public image is that. And I was like, I knew he had a girlfriend, but I didn't realize that was his wife. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but I had never asked either. You know, I've always respected her. So it was never oh, I can't believe this. I just didn't know they were married. I thought it was his girlfriend.
Gotcha.
But when she had the baby, I made it a point, hey, congratulations on the baby. Because for one, it's respect for the industry. And two is to say, hey, you know, I see what's going on. And it's a few of the DJs who follow me, who they have girlfriends, and we flirt. Part of our jobs is to flirt. So if they see me at a public thing, even though we all know our personal lives, I love the fact that when we do our flirting, we know it's harmless. You know, and I think that's the beauty of it, knowing that I can flirt with these guys and I can do the things that I do. And the public will see one thing. And we know that, hey, this is just part of what we do for our jobs. And I think that makes it easier.
Absolutely.
It's just like when I go to Vegas, it makes us, you know, like what I did with Lex, you know.
Oh, yes. Anybody doesn't know that story, she said this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I told Lex, and he was talking to Naomi, and he walked past me like he always do. I get ignored so much. I kid you not. The longer I'm in this industry, the more I get ignored.
You feel that way, huh?
I feel that way. I really feel that way. So while he's just talking, I walk up and I just start rubbing on him. And I'm rubbing my booty up against him. So
he's like, hey.
He's reaching back and everything. And, you know, then he turns around. He's like, damn, your ass done got bigger. But, you know, it's the funny things like that because I'm not trying to sleep with him. He's not trying to sleep with me. It gives us both publicity because it's like, damn, who is this chick? You know, and it's like, damn, she just rubbing up against him. And because I know these guys, the only person I will not do that to now, and this is out of total respect for him and his wife, is Prince.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
You know. You know, I would never walk up to him and just start rubbing up against him. He's a newlywed. And I, you know, once his wife knows me, then she'll realize my craziness. I'll be able to get away with it.
Yeah, your craziness is harmless.
Well, I think she know I'm harmless because the first thing I said was I gotta meet the sister that locked him down. You know.
Yeah.
And the fact that as soon as I walked up, I was like, "Congratulations, where is she at?" And you know, he pulls up immediately, so I know that she respects the fact that it wasn't, "Oh, hey, how you doing?" It
yeah,
was,
yeah, yeah.
"Where is she at?" You know, immediately. So exactly. That right there, you know, but it's about respect. So I, you know, I love it. But these 3 years have been fabulous being on the air. You know, when I look at it, it's like, wow. If you would have told me 3 years ago I was going to have 3 shows, 2 co-hosts.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
And a partridge in a pear tree. And a producer. I mean, think about
it.
Yeah. 3 shows. 3 shows, 2 co-hosts, and a producer of one of my shows.
Yes. Yes, you are. Yes.
I mean... I couldn't imagine that. You know, am I as big as some of the other radio stations? No. But it doesn't bother me because as our audience grows, you know, and this year we'll have commercials. That's one of the things that we will actually have real commercials there and that will have to be played. They will not be just V's After Dark commercials.
Gotcha.
And I'll actually be hosting. I mean, me and Sierra are working on our, as we've said, our weight loss regimen that we're going through. So I will be in D.C. in a few months.
Oh, awesome.
Probably hibernating in her damn basement in her mini apartment.
That'd be awesome. That'd be kind of cool.
But I want to go for the weekend.
You know, that gave me a freaking idea. You just gave me an idea. I'm just saying, I think it's harmless. I think I can say this over here. Because you're saying what you just said, you know, going over there in D.C., right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how cool would it be, we all meet up there, you do the Bitter Black Fish show there.
Ooh.
With me there producing. How about that?
Hey, that
would be... How
about
that? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, that just hit me like, hey. Because D.C. for me is like, I think a little more than 4 hours away. I think 4 or 4.5 hours if you drove.
Is that far?
I think it is, yeah. I think it takes about that long.
Why do I always think this? You know what? And this is me being a Midwesterner,
But then again, I try to remember when I drove to Maryland, because Maryland's not far from D.C., that one time, that took like about 2 hours, 2.5?
I was going to say, I'm just ignorant. So this is my ignorance here. And I was saying it straight up. This is my pure ignorance. Why? And I'm going to be serious. And it's not being sarcastic. It's actually being serious because I'm not from that area. So I have to ask.
So go ahead. Ask. Ask away. Go ahead.
Is there a train that goes from New York to D.C.?
That's what I'm saying. If I take a train, it'll probably take less. I go to Penn Station in the middle of Manhattan, New York City, where Madison Square Garden is at, take, you know, the train, you know, a train that hopefully goes nonstop to D.C. It shouldn't cost that much. I mean, think about it. We talked about this over the air about a month ago or so. That Chicago round trip is only $200. Going to D.C.
You checked it?
No, I'm just saying. But I remember that time you said that time when you looked it up just for the hell of it.
Oh, yeah, we were on here.
Yeah, we were on air when you did that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm talking about it. And, so I would do that. I would prefer that. Then I could just chill. You know, I wouldn't mind going on a train. And that'd be a good, nice train ride. And, if this was done, like, you know, like, let's say late spring, summertime, you know what I'm saying, like that time,
mm-hmm.
like maybe after Exotica or something like that, you know. That
well, you know,
we bad.
It looks like we might be, if I don't go to Jamaica, it looks like we might be going to Vegas this summer.
Oh, really?
I'm trying to get the girls party together. I've never been to Vegas just a vacation. Think about it.
Yeah, it's been business all the time, right?
So I really want to, go to Vegas. You know what? I want to go to one or two places. I either want to go to Vegas for my vacation or I want to go back to New Orleans. I enjoyed myself.
I would love to visit.
I enjoyed myself so much in New Orleans, and I really don't think, I really don't think I got a chance to see everything. But I think Vegas would probably be better, because then New Orleans is really small. So once you see it, unless you go on the different tours to take you outside of the French Quarter,
mm-hmm.
then it's not that much to see. So I think I'd probably rather be in Vegas, because then I could be by the pool and I can drink and we could walk the strip and we could act silly. I'm serious. I mean, people say, why would I want to do this? But
now, who would be part of this female version of the Ms. V Rat Pack to go to Las Vegas?
Naturally, this Naomi. Would be,
I thought of her. Sierra would be great.
Sierra.
I think, definitely. Oh, my God.
I think
my child Vegas.
I think if we could get India out there, that would be great.
Oh, my God.
And Sammy, naturally. Gotta get Sammy.
Oh, Sammy's fun. I love Sammy.
And probably Imani.
Oh, my God.
And
oh
Imani would
God.
Probably be so out of place with all of us old bitches. Cause you know,
oh, my God.
We would really corrupt her little young ass.
yeah.
Imani, if you listen, I'm just keeping it real, honey. You know, we can do some corruption. I love you, though.
We had her on the show, right? Last
yeah,
year,
we've had Imani on.
Yeah,
I've had her
yeah.
on.
Yeah, but I'm just, saying I was here with when she was on, right?
No.
Oh, I wasn't. Okay.
No.
Because I've had her on my show.
I've been on her show since we've been on the air.
That's right.
I,
that's why I got confused.
I had,
I called in. That's right.
And I had
right.
her on. I had her on my show before
she's
you
cool.
came my call.
That,
so,
she's cool. She's cool.
So, if I get Imani, like I mm-hmm. said, you get all of us, and we'll just corrupt her little young ass.
Thank God. Anyway, you can
like,
film this.
These old bitches.
You could actually make money off this if you just, if you film like your you know shit you're doing. Yeah, because trust me, you got guys that you don't have to do much for guys to want to buy. You know what I'm trying to say? Like watching play spades or something.
I think because of who I would have in this group, we would probably be in a lot of damn clubs, and I think somebody would pay table. I'm sure that we could get table service that weekend, free of charge. I'm sure
yes.
we could get somebody to pick up the tab. So, but we have to go to Thunder from Now Under, and the reason why is because Naomi's never been. And when I told her what happened when I went to Thunder from Down Under, she was like,
now, is this a regular club? Like, explain
no.
to me. But
there,
what is
Thunder
this?
From Down Under are the Australian Chippendales.
I knew it. I had a feeling, but I didn't want to say that. Okay, it is a Chippendale place. yeah, mate. Huh?
If you look on my Twitter, I have a picture with them.
Oh,
I won the fake orgasm contest.
Oh, that's that story. Yeah. I remember that. Yes.
So,
that would be hilarious.
So,
oh my
and
God.
I was on stage with the Chippendales. So, I'm, you know.
Oh, that would be so hilarious.
I have been up, and that was all in the same week. I was with Thunder from Down Under and the Chippendales all in the same week. Like, it was like 3 days apart. So, it is a blessing to have friends in our places, because I have been on stage with, you know.
That's awesome.
Both sets of men. And actually, I did reviews on them. And I actually liked Thunder from Down Under better. And all I can say is damn. But ain't nothing like making a man come. He when I got through, he was like, damn, I was ready to come. So. But like I said, there's no such thing as a fake orgasm.
What did you win again, by the way?
I got this hypnotic lip gloss. I got like this whole prize pack with a boa. I got a personalized picture with them. I got the calendar that was signed. I got their damn stage with. And I was trying to be a lady that night. Damn you Poppy Chulo if you listening.
That's funny. Shout out to Papi Chulo.
Big shout out to Papi Chulo. But I was there with him because he actually was interviewing them, and I went as his guest.
Uh-huh.
And they called me up on stage. So I, being that I'm there as his guest and not really as Miss V, even though I had on my hair and my makeup, I was trying to be a lady. So I had on a really nice dress and the nice heels. My intent was not to do what I did. But I ended up squirting because I can't fake it. I really can't fake it. So it's like I got so into it and I fucking squirted on stage. And I was more mad because I damn near fucked up my shoes. But the guy got like rock hard. This guy was like, damn, you know, and the audience votes for you. And grant you, there's all women in the audience. And I had women walk up to me and they were like, oh my God. They were like, you are like the best person. She apparently she goes see the show at a time. And she's like,
oh,
you
okay.
are the best person that's been up there. And she's
wow.
like, and, you know, they should have known something was going on because when they introduced me, he said, what's your name? I said, Miss V. Is that your real name or your porn name? I said, both. And I don't think anybody caught it.
Yeah.
Because if they would have saw that I had my wristband on because I was there for AVN, and it was just, like, really funny. And I was the last one they did because they did this little girl. She's about, I think she had just turned 21. And they went to her first, and she's like, ooh, Poppy, ooh, ooh, ooh. And I looked at her. I'm standing there with my hand on my hip. Apparently,
really?
Everybody saw the attitude, and I was trying not to get the attitude. And I'm looking like, what the fuck is this bitch doing? You know, I'm looking at her like, I mean, when I was 19, I wasn't faking like that. Then they get to the woman, she's in her 30s, and she's going, oh, you know, another, that fake ass shit you could tell is fake.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets to me and he said, you know, you could touch anywhere on me but my hair. I said, anywhere? He said, yeah, don't touch my hair. Well, if you're going to do it right, you got to grind on a man, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure you get yourself going. So I was grinding all on him and went through the whole thing. And everybody was just like losing their mind. It's like, damn, now that's an orgasm. he's like, damn, I came with that. You know? Like, where the fuck did this come from?
Use your exotic dancing technique.
All I can say is that I came that day and wasn't even trying.
Damn.
But I don't believe in fake orgasms. I really don't. I don't believe in fake orgasms.
So even on your show, that's all been real, what you've done on your
real.
Show.
I just can't. I can't fake it, and that's my whole thing.
That's good. Okay.
Because I think that when a woman fakes it, then you ain't satisfying nobody. I'm serious. I will lay there like a dead fish before I fucking fake it. I'm serious. I mean, and
you're
like, what's wrong? You ain't shit. That's what's wrong.
Yeah.
I can't fake it. If I can't find shit good on you, I'm going to lay there like a fucking dead fish. So to say the least, those who I have laid there like a dead fish on don't like me.
Well. Please, everybody.
But you gotta realize I've taken people's virginity.
Wow, look at you.
Two guys' virginity.
Yeah, I've never taken a woman's virginity.
Well, you know what? Ain't nothing like taking a guy's virginity. Nothing.
Oh,
and
the
see,
one.
Those are the best ones. And the reason why I say that is because when you take a man's virginity, I don't know what it's like for a man to take a woman's virginity. You know, because I'm not a man. But a woman to get a man's virginity, you can guide him so much better. And when he even thinks he's going to, you got to hold that shit. No, you got to learn how to hold it. So they learn off the bat. If you're somebody who has been experienced. Now, if y'all lose y'all virginity together, it ain't nothing to teach. But the guy's virginities I've taken, I had already been active for a few years. Even though we were the same age. For whatever reason, I always got guys who was my age who were virgins. Like, I did meet the 21-year-old virgin. Well, no, I take that back because I wasn't 21. I met the 18-year-old virgin and 19-year-old virgin. I met both of them. And I can tell you, when I met them, they weren't virgins when I got through with them. But it's not like that. And you know what? It wasn't, you know, like, guys go, yeah, I bang that shit up. We don't do that as women. We wait to years and years and years and years and years later to say we took somebody's virginity. You know what?
Right.
If he's bad later on, you don't want to be the bitch who was known for not teaching him right. I'm serious.
Falling back on you.
So, you know, and to this day, I don't name the names of the guys I took. Even though I've had one not too long ago tell me, remember when? And I'd be like, yeah, I remember when. Baby, if you're listening, it's nobody I really deal with. Just a friend.
Yeah.
He is. He's just a friend. But
oh, baby, you. Anyway.
He does live here in the area, though. But
yeah.
But he's a friend in a high place, so that's the best thing. You know how it pays to have friends in high places.
Of course.
He's one of those friends that's in a high place. So, having him as a friend works for me because when I need favors, he do them for me. And they're not illegal favors. So, if anybody say, oh my God, no, these are, they're not illegal favors. But, like I said, it pays to have friends in high places.
That's funny.
That's what I can put it. Pays to have friends in high places. And the fact that, you know, and he's married, so let's get put that out there. He's married, so.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right,
he's married. But every now and then, if I need a favor, and most of the favors that he do for me, he do for friends of mine. So,
gotcha.
When I call, I'll be like, oh, can I get this done? And he'll be like, okay. And like, thank you. How's your wife doing? She doing good. Good.
Yeah, good.
Tell her I said hi. You know, I doubt very seriously he's actually telling her I said hi, but I have met her. Very nice woman, right. But she gave me this thank book when I met her. I don't know what he said about me, but it was.
I was gonna say you think he told her about you?
I don't know. I always wonder because when I met her, I reached my hand out to say hey, how you know, nice to meet you, and she kind of looked at me like bitch. I got
that's,
you know, like the stole your man look. You know how
that's rude.
I got the bitch you stole my man. Yeah, this thing.
That's rude. That's not cool.
But like I said, you know, it may have been that she was insecure. I mean,
I was gonna say that too. Yeah,
some women
could be
insecure. Period.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a lot. Yeah, they are a lot of them. You know, and let's make this fit. There's guys like that too. Let's be honest. This guy's just as worse.
It could, you know, like I said, I don't know the reason being, but he is a friend in a high place, so I do like it.
you know, it taps in that ego. Let's not lie. There's certain things that have, whatever it is that you know, any of us that are even lucky to think about, like, you know, that's kind of cool. It taps in the ego a little bit, like, yeah.
I know, if he's listening to my show, he's going to be like, bitch, you better not say my name.
No, what close name?
I know, he'd be like, you better not say my motherfucking name.
No.
I will kill you. I know, he's like, and I think every now and then he listens to my show.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but he would never, like, call in. I know that. But
okay, well, that's fine.
But
totally
I know if he listened, he'd be like, bitch, if you say my name, I'm going to hunt you down.
Rats.
Rat bitch.
And in Detroit news today,
woman formerly known as Miss V, formerly known as Miss V, the toy lady.
Yeah, she is missing. No one knows where the fuck she at. More details at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Have you ever, like, since this is a 3-year anniversary, have you, has everybody known how the origin of it started? Because I do, but I don't know if he really told it out there like that.
No, I really haven't.
Because I know.
Why, you want
to?
Yeah, you're going to tell him.
Well, from what I remember, was that Naomi was a big influence on it because you wanted to get into radio. And she basically said, yeah, go for it. She gave, you know, she actually recommended you and that you can do it. It's, you know, it's just a matter of putting the work into it and stuff like that. And the rest is history. That's the short version.
Is that V's After Dark Radio actually started to promote V's After Dark Pleasure products, which is still the main purpose. That's why we will actually have commercials, because we're going to go back. This V's After Dark Radio was started to push the V's After Dark Pleasure products. We've kind of diverted from it a little bit, but we're going back to it. No, there's nobody to blame. We're actually going to go back to it.
Yeah.
But that's why, you know, we try to make sure, especially when we have our guests, we remind everybody that this is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products. That's the parent company of V's After Dark Radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the big thing is that we will have our commercials. It's something that's, and we will actually have real V's After Dark commercials that will be played on time frame. We will be, the big thing is for our 2-hour shows, we will go back taking our 5-minute breaks.
Oh, yeah, I remember we used to do that.
And we will go back taking the 5-minute breaks. And for anybody who doesn't remember when we took them, the reason being is because those are our commercial breaks. That's time for us to get oriented with what we got to do. It's to get the different things going. And if you actually listen to Dollhouse Radio, they take commercial breaks. And
mostly music break. It's actually like music breaks more than commercial. Just announcements every now and then, but mostly commercial breaks. You know, but there's times we've done commercials every now and then.
So we will actually have, V's After Dark Pleasure products will be talked about coming in March a whole lot. And one of the things I'm working on is actually having the commercial done. It will not be my voice. We're actually going to have a professional commercial done that will air on Bitter Black Bitch, V's After Dark Radio, and on Ask Miss V Sports. And we will, you know, those are the things that will be going. We will also have other people's commercials because we're going to have to get some revenue coming in. We're going to probably switch over to Kickstarter, but we're going to keep our GoFundMe page, and we're going to be back. Within the next few weeks, we're going to be pushing GoFundMe, our crowd, which the other page we have up, we're going to be pushing our fundraising.
Okay.
You know, we're going to talk to some people, and we're going to do it right, and we're going to get the wording out there, and we're going to, you know, this money is to help us go. And for product development, you know, let's call it for what it is, you know. Each page, the fundraising is going to be out there, but there is going to be a fundraising page for the product development because the toy line is the biggest thing. And in order to make the proper toys that I want to make, I have to have funding. So there's going to be a big fundraising page for it. And the goal for that, the initial investment is I need $25,000 to actually get the toy line the way I want it. So that's going to be a major page that's going to be out there for a while.
Okay.
And, you know, the goal is to get the product line the way I want it, you know, where we do the product branding. This will help with us getting our copyright license put out there the proper way, our trademark put out there, we're not going to half-step it. So that money is going to go for the trademark of the company, the copyright of the company, so that, you know, the Purple Lady cannot be imitated or duplicated, where we could go after people legally with that. We're going to have where the Miss V Wine will actually be produced. The funding is going to go to help the us bring in the Miss V Wine on a bigger basis with everything proper with the packaging and everything. And for the next toy. So when everybody say $25,000 is a lot, it's actually not a lot of money. Copyright by itself is almost $1,000. You know, and this is doing it properly. I'm not talking about the bullshit, going to fill out the forms and hope that it's right. This is following all the federal regulations that have to be followed for the copyright and the trademark to be done right. That money has to be out there. Product development, that means giving us the time to talk back and forth and get the packaging to come in, bringing in the quantity so that we can, when we go to these shows, when you go to Exotica and you see a booth that has V's After Dark, is going to be V's After Dark Pleasure products. And if we have to go to Exotica with 1,000 Miss V wands and nothing else, that's what we're going to do, because we're pushing the V's After Dark product line. We're slowly but surely going to get away from other people's products and have a small amount of other people's products, but we're going to go into our product branding where everything that you get from us is going to have our name on it. So we're going to, and that's where the $25,000 is going to come from. And then we're going to have the funding to get our staff out there so the staff can be more visible, which means doing these Exoticas, doing AVN, because we're doing AVN next year. I mean, we're going to start now with our crowdfunding for AVN so that hopefully no one has to pay for their plane ticket or their hotel. You know, that is the goal, to have this paid for so that people can get out there without having to go so deep into their own pockets. So it's going to be a lot. And V's After Dark Radio is going to, you know, go through a lot of changes this year. You know, hopefully we could bring on more on-air personalities, which will give me a break.
Yeah.
I want to be on 7 days a week. I personally do not want to be on 7 days a week, but I want every single day for 2 hours a day for people to say, damn, it's time for V's After Dark Radio. Who's on? That's what I want. And I want different people on there. I don't want you to hear my voice 5, 6, 7 days a week. My three shows I'm happy with. You know, if there has to be a show in the middle of a day, you know, on a Monday, that's why we have the time frame that we have, so that it can be done. You know, so the goal is to get all of the days covered with different on-air personalities, but they've got to fit into our mold. And the one thing that we got to stick with is keeping it classy, sexy. You know, I'm not going to switch over. We're not going to switch over to a talk show format. We're still going to be talking about sex, so we've got to find people who want to talk about sex. You know, V's After Dark Radio is going to be the radio station where you say 7 days a week, you're hearing sex. Be it Bitter Black Bitch, we talk about sex. We talked about sex last night. We talk about sex on Thursday nights. We talk about sex on Tuesday nights. We're going to talk about sex 7 days a motherfucking week.
Good to me. So,
it's a matter of finding people who want to fill that format and they can do it. But, you know, this has been a quick hour. It's been a good hour. I think I've just talked a lot. I don't know if anybody got any information out of this, but I've had fun.
Yeah, I had fun as always, too. It's a very productive hour. It's a very informative hour. And for once, we're going to end it on an hour for this week. I mean, not that we love to, trust me, me and Ms. V could talk for hours.
We could go on, but we promised that we were going to make the cinema show an hour, so we're going to say We'll talk to everybody on Tuesday on It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex. And
yes.
Make sure you follow us on Twitter. Good night,
that's
everyone.
Right. Yes, latest and tomatoes, everybody. Everybody have a good weekend. And happy Valentine's Day if you're lucky to have that significant
other. Thank you. Oh. Same to you also.
Oh, thank you. Which is best. Latest and tomatoes, everybody.